Welcome to the Free Fire Pro Podcast. This is your host, Berserker Gaming, and I'm joined by my co-hosts.
Hi, I'm Flame Carver 61.
Crash Man.
And I'm Dad Venture. You can listen to this podcast wherever podcasts are available. We're so excited that you're joining us for the Free Fire Pro Podcast. And you can also find out more of these great tips and news and maybe get some free diamonds at freefirefamily.com.
Welcome back to the Free Fire Pro Podcast here with Dad Venture. I'm also here with Trashman Gaming and Flame Carver 61. And this podcast, we're going to talk about some of the things going on in the game. And guys, a special thing. We're going to give away some elite passes live on the show as we're broadcasting this podcast episode across my social media accounts. They have nothing to say. So, well, they're talking a bunch tonight. So tonight we're talking about what something big in the game right now, guys. The X86 ban of the X86 APK. A lot of the bans over the last 3 weeks have come because players have been downloading an APK that is modified from its original format, and Free Fire only allows the original APK that you can get from Google phones, Android devices, or Apple iPhone. That's it. You can't modify the APK. If you modify the APK, it is hacking and you'll get banned. And so what's happening is the X86 is a version of the APK that is getting people banned all over the globe. Have you guys heard about this?
Yeah, I was looking at this earlier, and it's kind of funny to be honest with you. It kind of goes back like with the emulator, if we know which ones they're using too for banning as well. And Green has been very serious over the last 3 weeks. They've banned almost 3 million players, so this is coming no shocker.
Right, they've banned millions and millions of players this year, yet alone. And what is happening is, like, streamers in North America have been getting caught up in bans from the X86, and everyone says, here's what they say. They say it's for, it takes the lag out, which was what I hear, Trash Man, is makes me get headshots. So,
yeah, I mean, how much more could it optimize the game? Honestly, you know what I'm saying? It's one of those things of, I don't think it is. It's not. Every emulator, every APK is going to say that exact same thing. That, oh, it's way more optimized. It's way more optimized. Well, I mean, if you can play on one, you should be able to play on other fine. I don't see what it is right here. And it even says, the article I was reading here today, Free Fire told them, do not use it. Do not use it from the unofficial stores. Do not download it.
Right. So, Free Fire has been very clear. Do not download this. It's not official. And people keep telling me, it's official, it's from Free Fire. No, it's just because it's labeled Free Fire X86 APK. I can put Free Fire in front of any file that does not make it official. So
we put Free Fire in front of a podcast.
Yeah, it does not make it official. So, like, ultimately, people are getting banned, and people are still downloading this APK. And so we're trying to bring notice to this. Do not do this. Look, fans, if you've got an APK that you downloaded from a website and it didn't come from Android Play Store or the Apple Store or from an emulator, then don't download it. And the emulator ones aren't necessarily safe either. Like, you need to get an approved. Like, I got mine on an emulator, but I downloaded it from the Google Play Store. So I'm playing on an Android app approved by Free Fire. Don't play on one not approved by Free Fire. You're going to get caught in the bans. You are going to play enough. Something's going to get triggered that they're looking for in that APK because it's code. So once the code gets triggered, you're going to get an immediate ban. I've seen a streamer get banned 3 times and for like 3 days, 5 days, and then longer because they keep using this APK. You got to stop using it. Just play with the original files. And here's Flame Carver. Here's what people are saying. Well, there's just so much lag and I'm not a very good player now. I was much better with less lag. What do you think when you hear that about the APK?
I don't know. I don't think lag, it's a difficult topic. I don't know.
People aren't getting killed because of lag. They're getting killed because their aim bots don't work. So, like, that's what it is, right?
Yeah, there's lag does play a key in it. Like, if your ping shoots up to 200 out of nowhere, then yeah, you probably got killed because of that. But at the same time, you know, it's not making you that much a better of a player if you're running on like a 50 ping to a 30 ping. Like, that's just not an actual thing.
Right. And so Free Fire has, like, they've issued takedown notices. There's other ones besides the x86. There's x64. And so those have both been used elsewhere across the world. They're now banned from all tournaments. Streamers across the Americas and Brazil, Latin America, North America, and overseas have all been getting banned from using these APKs. So you've got to stop using them. Free Fire just released a new version of the app, which is a new updated APK, and they reduced the space needed by like 43%. Which, yeah, you don't download a lot of the stuff, right? But they've made the game work across other devices. They've optimized the game and the processing of the game, so you don't need to download one of these other APKs, and those APKs are just going to cause you problems as a gamer.
Yeah, it's not worth it. As fierce as Free Fire has been lately with the bans, why even chance it? I mean,
right.
Otherwise, we're going to be hearing it. People are going to come crying. I had hundreds of dollars in my account, Dadventure. Can you help me get it back? No.
I can't help you if you get banned. I can't help you recover your account if you're banned. I can give you some advice, but I can't help you recover your account.
And that's not us being mean. That comes straight from Free Fire. They tell us, like, we don't have any power in that segment.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the x86. So that's not necessarily fun to talk about, but this is like a public service announcement. They call it a PSA. Don't use an APK that's x64, x86, whatever it is. Stop using them. Just delete them now. You're going to lose a lot of money that you've invested in the game, and they're going to do nothing about it but say they told you so. I'm trying to help you because I care about you guys. So, and so do the Trash Man and Flame Carver. And so we want to make sure you know. So we're taking time to teach you this. Now, next, let's talk about something more exciting, guys. Soon, I think it's like Monday, Free Fire launches a new gun incubator called, you know, the Parafowl. And it's pretty sweet. There's a blue one. There's like a silver one. There's a red one. There's a green one, just like a lot of the other ones. What do you guys think about the Parafowl as a gun overall? Let's just say before the incubator, kind of Flame Carver, what's your opinion of the Parafowl gun?
I really like the Parafowl. I really like finding it in games, Battle Royale, or I think it's been in a few Clash Squad games in the past. So I've liked using the gun. I think it's a good, pretty balanced gun, not too overpowered, not too weak. I think it's just a pretty good gun overall. So I'm really excited about the new incubator coming for that. I can't wait to get that and play with it and just have a blast with that. It's
going
to be awesome.
Trash Man, do you use the Parafowl very often?
Yes. And the thing is, using the Parafowl, it's always like my first time using it every time. Like, I forget about it because I don't find it very often in the game. And then I pick it up, shoot it, and I'm like, oh, wow, this thing like low-key smacks people. So I'm definitely excited for the incubator, and I want to see these skins get in here.
It low-key smacks people.
Well, I can't ever like remember. I'm like, is this good? Is this a good gun? Is it a bad gun? Is it? And then I shoot somebody and put them down, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. This is a really good gun.
Right. Well, Here's the thing. Here's what's cool about it. The best version of the gun, it's going to be very expensive, like they always are. It's going to cost like 5 evolution stones, I think, is what it's going to cost, and 3 of the project blueprints. But it's going to be called, listen to this, Mega Volcano. Like, it just sounds like a cool gun.
It does. But so basically right there, what you were trying to tell me is, since I've not been able to get any of the other incubator guns, I'm not going to be able to get this one, right?
It's gonna
just
be
knowing my luck.
I've reserved some stones for like special ones, but you always got to get the best one because it mega slaps or whatever. So the other versions are like Super Electric is the next best. That's probably going to be the fast one. You think the Mega Volcano is going to be probably the hard hitting one. The Hyper Flames is the red one, and then there is like the Ultra Leaf, and that's gonna be the one you never want to get. It's like the cheapest one to get, but it's like the one that's like accuracy and like magazine size. I mean, that gun, nobody wants that gun. Like, you get that because you can't get the others, not because you choose it. Come on, you guys know this, right? Nobody wants the green one ever.
So, it's always the lame horse.
Yeah, so, I mean, except for the only green one that I've ever wanted was actually the best gun, which was the cardboard guns for the UMP, and that gun, the alligator, it was sweet, but that's every other green one's been just terrible. So.
That one was awesome. That's still the one I main for the UMP. It's great.
Right.
Yeah.
Facts. So as we go through the show, we're excited that things are changing in a good way. I think, like, in Free Fire, I mean, the BTS collab is live right now. I think it's been a really good collab. I just looking at some pictures. They just took over New York City on like Saturday, where they had like Times Square had huge billboards of BTS playing Free Fire. I don't know if you guys know this, but overseas somewhere, I didn't get the location, but they did a like pop-up shop for BTS and Free Fire collab. It was either like in Vietnam, might have been Vietnam, it was somewhere. They had like the most amazing store outside that was a pop-up. Like, it was, they built it on like the sidewalk, and like, dude, they had these Free Fire letters on the top, like an actual store cut out, beautiful. I'm like, it was so cool. And I'm like, when are we going to get that kind of stuff in the US? Like, and I want that stuff to come to North America. I mean, we've done some cool events, but they're like selling Free Fire gear at this pop-up shop and all kinds of stuff. I'm like, we don't get Free Fire gear here in the US yet. You can't go anywhere and buy it. I can't go to the store and buy Free Fire gear. I'm waiting for that day that Free Fire is that big where I can just go into like a Walmart and I can buy a Free Fire t-shirt.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Great. Then we wouldn't sit back and make our own Free Fire t-shirts for sure.
Yeah. So I scour the internet to find things that are cool for Free Fire that I would want. So, and it's very hard because when I find them, they're in another country. That's just the way it is, right? Like those angelic pants, I found them and they don't make them my size because they're, you know, there's not many people outside of the North America of my size. And so like, ultimately we can't get the cool stuff. So I'm looking forward to when Free Fire gets that big. And I think we've all noticed this. I think you both have noticed this too. We continually get reached out by international people wanting to know why Free Fire is like taking over globally, especially growing here in the US. And so it is getting bigger and bigger. And I think that's what surprised me as Free Fire is in year four. It keeps growing.
Yeah, definitely. And it's not looking like it's going to slow down anytime soon. And I think it comes down to like marketing dollars and stuff. They're really pumping money into this game to get it going. And they're trying to think outside the box with different things, such as like, I know you went to Vegas and they had that huge lights show on the side of, was it the Tropicana? I mean, I don't know of other games that are doing this. Like, they're probably, I can't say that they're not, but they're really putting the money where it needs to be to try to grow this game.
Right. And so go ahead, Flipkar.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, most games usually, you know, start hitting like they're like, especially games that like take off, especially like at their start or like a year or two in, they start having to decline by 4 years. But seeing Free Fire still growing and still becoming this huge game worldwide, even like still being 4 years old and still going with new updates and new ideas, it's crazy.
Right.
Well, now, Carver, it was either me and you or me and Berserker was talking about this one too the other day. We've noticed a trend that it's never the games that like explode right out of the gates, like the next huge game that everybody's hyped for. It's always these games that slowly creep up that end up taking over, like Minecraft did it, Fortnite, same. They weren't huge, like nobody, it wasn't like there was this huge amped up launch and then it kind of flops a few months or a few years later. They sneak up and then they end up taking over because it's like a cultural thing.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited about these things. I'm excited about Free Fire's growing and these cool collabs are coming. Not only did they have the pop-up shop, but they had BTS and another server have like a pop-up shop style where they were all in a box together. But the thing is I think they were just cardboard cutouts. So It's kind of funny to see now that I look at the pictures from the event, they're just cardboard cutouts in a box, but it's still pretty cool. They didn't get the actual guys. But like, there's just been some really great promotions they've done all over, especially here in New York City on April 2nd. And they had kind of like the BTS idol and like, they're trying, they've done stuff in Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Morocco, like they're pushing right now and it's really fun. And so with that push, they're also moving even more into like the device space. Like, I don't know if you guys have heard this, but this is, you know, I think we heard a rumor about this, but this is like getting really, it's getting more and more profound, is that the Realme 9 Pro Plus phone is coming And guys, it's going to be a Free Fire phone. It's going to be designed for Free Fire. It's going to have a Free Fire look. It sounds like Booyah is going to be engraved on the cover. Now, I don't know where we can get a Realme 9 Pro Plus phone here in the United States, because I've never even heard of this brand of phone. I don't know if any of our listeners can get access to that in their countries or regions, but like, this phone seems really like what you want to have to play Free Fire moving forward.
I seen one phone that was in, I believe, India or something like that, and it was like claiming to be a Free Fire edition phone, and it was, I mean, it looked like you put a case on the back of it was Free Fire, but this phone you're talking about is like the real deal. Like, it's designed from the ground up.
Well, I got some specs, right? Here, I got some specs. It's going to have Android 12 out of the box. It's going to have a Realme UI 3.0 custom skin based on Free Fire. It's going to have three-layer graphite heat dissipation, which is great. High-res audio, dual speakers. It's going to have an audio jack, heart rate sensor, X-axis tactile motor, plus a 6.4-inch Super AMOLED screen and a 90 hertz refresh rate, which is pretty great for a phone. 256 gigabyte storage, 8 gigabytes of RAM. That's fast for a phone. That's better than a lot of computers are running this game on emulators. Then it's going to have triple cameras, 50 megapixels, 8 megapixels, and 2 megapixels. That's awesome. And 60 watts fast charging with a huge battery. Like, this is a gaming beast phone. Plus, it's going to come branded as Free Fire with Booyah on it. I don't know what you got. What do you guys think about this? It's going to be like a 1080 by 2400. So it's going to be high res. What do you think about that?
I think that'll be cool.
You're the local resident mobile player.
Yeah. Flamecart, why don't you speak to this as the mobile player of the group?
I think that'll be cool. I mean, playing on a phone's difficult. I've played on a tablet, which is with 4-finger claw, sometimes 6-finger claw, so that's cool. But I think a phone that runs pretty well is good to have, especially with like graphics and stuff. Because then, you know, with like PC players, you know, they're running like high graphics all the time.
Right.
Which, I mean, it's a little bit of an advantage, but now they have separate servers, so it's a cool. But I don't know. I think it'll be fun.
Well, see how that works. So like, we're live right now recording this as we're doing this, and we're on live and we're on YouTube, Facebook, we're on a bunch of places, like 14 places. The phone, they're saying it's like $5,000. So it's not. I'm checking. It's not actually in the US, it would not be considered an expensive phone by any means, because an iPhone in the US can cost you anywhere from like $750 to like $1,200 US. It's crazy. And so this phone, it looks like $322, which compared to an iPhone in the US is actually a lot less.
Yeah, that's a good price.
I don't know where we can get it, because it says stores don't ship to your country. So I don't know that we can actually get one of these phones. I think it's an India exclusive phone. And so I don't know that we're ever going to get to be able to have a Free Fire phone. And that's kind of a bummer to me.
I mean, we could probably reach out to our Indian audience, and with a little bit of shipping, we could probably get one.
If you're in India, please ship me a Realme 9 Plus Pro. It looks like the 9 Plus Pro is not out yet with the 256 gigabytes. It's still coming out. So it's pretty exciting, though. Like, look at the pictures. It's pretty amazing phone. I'm not going to lie. It's I would be excited to play on this phone. And you know, we have talked about moving to mobile, because Free Fire is definitely pushing to mobile right now, away from any emulators. So maybe this is a thing that we will all have. We will all have Realme 9 Plus phones. Maybe I'll work on it. Maybe I'll reach out to my friends at Free Fire and say, hey, can we get access to these? That'd be awesome. I doubt it, but it's worth asking, you know?
Yeah, I mean, anything could happen, right? And I mean, you just named the price off there, and I was sitting and thinking it through. The performance for that price, that's really not that bad a price, considering some of the phones are $600-$700, and some of your lower end gaming phones are $150. So it kind of puts it about mid, just behind some of the higher tier ones.
Yeah, I mean, because we're looking at them. I mean, I'm looking at it on eBay here, which is a discount place for us in the U.S. I mean, you can pick them up for $300, the Realme 9 Pro Pluses. They don't have the Free Fire exclusive ones. But, like, you know, the Free Fire exclusive one, that's going to be a hot property. So,
yeah.
Here we go. 19 hours ago. Ooh, they just revealed this. Like, we're fresh on this.
Ooh.
Ooh, let's see if we can get any pictures of this. Nope, all the specs just came out. There's no pictures yet, but it's expected. And the launch time has not been revealed yet. Yeah, and it is launching in India. But it's banned in India, so they don't know when it's going to launch. Well, here's my thing, Free Fire. Maybe encourage your friends at Realme 9 Pro Plus to send one to DadVenture. I would love to show that on my channel. So
yeah, we'll promote it for them. We'll run it. We'll do testing, everything. Like, if they want to reach out, we'll give it a full whirl and maybe get some drum up some business in the U.S. audience for them.
Yeah. Yeah, it says there'll be a Booyah text engraved besides the camera module. I mean, I'm not going to buy it if it just says Booyah next to the camera. That's not enough for me.
Yeah, it would.
It's got to be. Well, it might be, but it's got to be cool, right? It's got to be cool. I do need a phone to play this on, and my iPhone is not it. That's not going to happen.
Your iPhone's seen better days.
It has. Yeah, it's not. Okay, so we're going to do some tips and tricks before we end the episode. So let's leave some people with some tips on how to play Free Fire right now. Some simple tips. And then at the end of the episode, while we're live, we're actually going to do some Elite Pass giveaways. So we're excited about that. And so what we're talking about, Flame Carver, maybe you can lead us through this, is maybe we could tell people the best Free Fire pets that they can equip right now to assist them in combat. What are your best combat pets right now? And like, we're recording this in April of 2022. What's the five best pets that you should be choosing if you are going to just run and gun and get into combat?
First of all, Beeston. That's a solid choice for grenades and putting your glue balls out a little bit farther.
Okay, so, Beeston.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a little bit different list. So I would say Mooney would probably be number five on this list to me. Now Mooney is not one we have here in the US, so maybe we could throw Beeston in there for the grenades, but grenades, you're kind of running from afar. You're not like in the intense action. And so Mooney, for those of you who don't have Mooney, I do have Mooney. I've gotten to play with Mooney on the advanced servers. Mooney's awesome. One day we're going to be able to have Mooney. Mooney's got paranormal protection, which allows you to have, so here's what it does. The damage to the user is reduced by 35% when they are in an interaction countdown while using med kits and repair kits. So that's pretty good. So it protects you while you're trying to heal, and there's a countdown for it. So that's a pretty good thing. So I think if you're trying to get an action and trying to fight, paranormal protection is a good way, especially if you're behind a glue wall healing and someone tries to come around and get you real quick. You're not going to take a lot of that damage. Someone comes around and gets a quick headshot on you, they're not going to eliminate you, most likely. You're going to be able to turn and fight back.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a solid pick.
It's hard for, like, I haven't ever played with Mooney, but that sounds like a perk that I could definitely use in situations. So I would love to see that come to North America.
Right. And then maybe number four, let's say Drekki, Dragon Glare. This is where you can spot up to four opponents who use med kits within 30 meters. That's a good one. Doesn't last long, but it's still a pretty good ability. Especially if like you're in that intense battle and you've got to heal and they got to heal, you know where they're at. You can just go push them. And so I think Dragon Glare is an often unused ability by a lot of people, but I think if you're I'm going to try to use this a little bit more because I don't use it ever. What do you think about like Dragon Glare?
The times I have used Dragon Glare, I really liked it. It's been useful, especially for like those close range battles when like, you know, you're all charging at each other and you know that your opponent backs up to heal, you know, you can find him and you can like jump on him and get that little advantage. So that's nice. What do you think, Dreshman?
I mean, it's like having a radar or wall hack. You can find your opponent, you know, if you know he's on the second story of the building in the left room, you've got the advantage at that point to be able to rush in on him.
Right. So this is my Drekki over here, skill. So we got Drekki. I think it is kind of like having a radar, really, for that 5 seconds that it's active. So if you add it with like Moco and is it Shiru, Moco, Dragon Glare? I mean, you can really, you can find out where people are at. Clue. I mean, you can really know people's locations, and sometimes knowing is half the battle. Thanks, G.I. Joe, for that. Number three, Dr. Beanie. Dr. Beanie. I love Dr. Beanie, and do you know why, Trash Man? Why do I love Dr. Beanie so much?
Isn't it because no, can't hear footsteps?
Nope. It's because Dr. Beanie is a duck. So, and I have ducks.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Trash Man actually helped me build my duck house that my ducks live in, my actual living ducks. And so Dr. Beanie's a duck, so I love him for that position. But Dr. Beanie allows you to have dashy duck walk, which is when you're in crouch position, your movement speed increases by 60%. I don't crouch enough and attack and move, so I don't actually use the dashy duck walk ever, but I do like having Beanie, Dr. Beanie, with somebody else's skill. Do you guys use crouch when you're attacking? I don't think I would ever
crouch. I barely crouch just in the game, like, right. Anytime, like, unless I'm hiding behind a rock or something, like, I'm not crouching to attack. So, I mean, and if you're not, there's no point in having speed for crouch for movement when you're not in a battle, because you can just run and sprint, like, and go the fast speed. So, I mean, that ability could be useful for sometimes, but I'd rather have, like, any other pet than that one.
Right, yeah. And yeah, we're live right now, and they're telling me they eat ducks, so that's sad. Don't eat my ducks.
I mean, ducks are good. I'm not going to lie. It tastes good. But what I was going to say, too, with Dr. Beanie here, I feel like this is a very good skill in a limited amount of situations.
Right. Yeah. No, I would agree. I think for certain players might be good, but I think it's good if you are someone who's going to crouch and move, crouch and move, crouch and move. I think this is a great skill, right? You move so fast crouching that you can really keep cover. I just don't use a lot of cover. So for me, not that big of a deal, but. It's good for a lot of people. Next, one that makes me furious with Free Fire. This next pet I'm going to mention, guys, has made me mad the entire time that I have played Free Fire. And I'm going to tell you, and you're going to know why as soon as I tell you. The next pet is Pouring. Pouring. Yeah. That's the second best pet for when you're pushing and attacking. Why does that make us so mad?
Because we don't have it.
We don't have Pouring. Pouring was in the game a long time ago. Only a few players have Pouring.
Yeah.
That's OGs. Like, why can't we get Pouring? Why can't we? Everything else has come back in the game. We even had Green Criminal come back in other servers. Why can't we get Pouring? Because, it's frustrating.
NA gets, we get jacked around on getting anything cool like this. Like, we want this. This is what we want. These are the things we want to see come back in the game. Come on.
Yeah. His ability is Stitch and Patch. It allows you to increase, basically, you level, you can go to your level 3 helmet and armor won't get destroyed. So that's, like, huge. It also increases your durability. And so, like, that's amazing. Like, you can increase your durability and your armor, you can all at level 3, cannot get destroyed. It's a great ability. The people who have Pouring, you are so lucky. But shame on you, Free Fire, for not allowing Daventure and the others like me who love this game so much to have Pouring. Just saying.
No, I definitely agree with you. And this would take your charging game to another level.
Oh, it would definitely take another level, because I get my helmet taken off a few times when I charge. So Pro Dragon in the chat tells me he's an OG player. He probably has Pouring. All right. Number one, though, of all the ones that we have right here in our list of five, that you can get anywhere in the globe, or you could have in this server, is Detective Panda. Detective Panda allows you, let me pull up Panda here. Mm-hmm. I think a panda is one of the cutest, or was the cutest until some other things released into the game. Where's my panda at? Can't even find Panda.
Mm-hmm. Right here. So I got it right here. But it says, so while in a combat state, the main focus of Free Fire players' HP bar. Once the HP is finished, warfare will no longer be there for them to carry on.
It restores 10 hit points for each kill they confirm. That's essentially what he does.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, that's his ability. So he restores hit points, which is really good when you are getting eliminations. But if you don't get the eliminations, it's not going to be. It's not going to matter. If you don't get the kill, you're not getting the hit points. And 10 hit points, it really isn't enough to do a lot with, right? Like, I think, like, it should do more, but I know these aren't really, they don't beef you up too much, But I feel like when you're looking at balance between a Beeston who lets you throw 30% farther with a grenade, which is a huge advantage for grenade throwers, I don't think 10 hit points is a massive advantage in the game right now.
For this to be number one on the list, too, like this is, I can think of five more that are better than this right now.
Well, I mean, this is for intense combat. Like this, we specifically pick these five for when you are in your run and gun in constant intense combat. That five hit, that 10 hit points does matter when you're constantly taking damage, and the pet, it gives you some extra health to get, you know, to be able to survive those battles. So that's why we pick these for this. Not necessarily because it's the best ever. Like there are, I think there are better pets than the five we listed here and with their abilities, but this is for intense combat. That's the key to this list.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to ask this though. Garver, would you put this over Mr. Wagner?
No heads and all.
Possibly, but I don't know. I mean, they're very close, but
I mean, Wagger is more of a defensive strategist pet, right? It's not really for attacking all the time. So we have to remember that. So, yeah, depends. So those are, so I would, other list, Mr. Wagger would be the top one on the list, for sure. So we know that, but that's kind of where we're at. So, all right. Well, that's the end of our podcast. Thanks for listening to the Free Fire Pro podcast. Now, guys, since we're live, we're going to do something a little different. This one, we're going to give away some elite passes. And we're gonna do it in the chat. We have to get them in the room. Basically, we have to become friends with them. So they're gonna have to come in, and they're gonna have to be joined by us somehow. So, Trashman, you're gonna, are you live right now? I mean, you're not live, but are you in the game right now?
I am in the game right now.
I'm gonna invite you to a room with me. All right, let me invite Trashman. Okay, so here's how we're gonna do it. We're gonna do, I like what we did the other night. And so they're not going to be able to hear the people that we're giving to. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring people in, and then we're going to ask them questions, and they can actually type their answer. So then we can read the answer out loud. So we can interact. People who are listening to this podcast can actually know that we're going to give away elite passes, and we're actually going to give an elite pass live on every episode. So we're going to try to go live and do an elite pass every single episode that we're live with the Free Fire Pro podcast. So it gives people an exciting incentive to hang around the show. It won't always be at the end. We're going to stir it up a little bit for people, but we're excited about it. So here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to do a team code, Trash Man. Two people are going to jump in. We're going to let them race, and whoever wins gets it right first. They get one chance, but if they get it right first, they win the prize. Sound good? Gotcha. All right. You guys ready for team code? Oh, my live friends.
Now, we're not doing the questions you were asking the other night, were you? Where we're going back to, like, the original
days. No, I don't even have questions.
Okay.
It's going to be related to the episode. First one's going to be related to the episode, for sure. The first one's going to be easy. It's going to be super easy. All right, you ready?
Yep.
You guys ready? Are you guys working on new things in the game? I mean, if I could, I would. The top-up mode is there. The top-up moat is still there? I don't know. Okay. Here we go. Team code. Ready? 9030121. 9030121. We got April 12th. At April 12th and Freaky. All right. At April 12th and Freaky. Let me turn my mic on. Second. All right. At April 12th and Freaky. Here's the deal. Just as we discussed, we're going to ask you a question. You guys got to be able to hear the question on your headsets. You're gonna type the answer. We're gonna get the answer. Okay, you guys confirm it. All right, you know what's happening. Whoever gets it right first wins the prize. If you both are wrong, then we're gonna kick you from the room. We're gonna bring people in and do another question. Got it? You guys agree? Just say okay. I got okay. April, you got okay. All right, Trash Man. I'm gonna do the first question. You do the second one. Here's my question. All right. On this episode, we talked about two illegal APKs that Free Fire has deleted from the game and basically is banning people for. One is called X86. What is the other one? Any answer yet, Trash Man?
I haven't seen the answer on them yet.
I haven't seen the answer.
Freaky's crying. April says X64. And then Freaky says gives up.
What did April say?
X64.
April says X64. All right, add me as a friend. April, I gotta give you the prize. Freaky, thanks for playing. Sorry, Freaky. You gotta listen to the whole episode, man. Like, it's the way it works. Check out the Free Fire Pro podcast. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, April's the winner. All right, April. At April 12th, you accepted my friend request. I will give you one after, right after we get done. I'll give it to you at April 12th. I'll send you an EP. Do you have an EP, April? Do you have an Elite Pass yet? Yes or no? April. We'll wait for April. Then we'll bring some more people in. April says MVP. I don't know. All right, I'll send you one. So I guess you might get two. I don't know. All right, let's start a new room, Jake. All right, Trash Man. Here we go. All right, Trash Man is back. Trash Man, it's your time. Question time. I like doing these, Trash Man, a lot.
Yeah, they're fun.
I like doing them this way. This is super fun. All right, so we're going to do another team code. Do you have your question ready?
Yes, I do.
All right, so here we do another Elite Pass. This is going to come from Trash Man Game, who is one of our co-hosts here at the Free Fire Pro podcast. Are you doing yours based on the episode?
It's going to be based on the episode, but this is going to cater to our listeners that follow us day in and day out with the podcast.
Oh, it's not this episode. This is going to reward the regular list. That's like actually a good way to do it. One from the episode and one from a previous episode. That's actually, we're going to have to do that regularly. We'll see how it goes. They're going to miss it. We could be here a long time. All right. Here we go. Team code is 9080121. First two in, get a play. Irwin, KND, Irwin, Kids Next Door. And we got OPX Levi. Levi gets himself into everything. All right. Confirm, please, for me in that you are, just say I okay or agree or yes, that you understand what we're doing. Do you know that we are doing the first one to get it right wins? If you both answer incorrectly, I'm kicking you both. Okay. All right, Trash Man. I'm going to watch their answers. You get to ask the question.
All right, guys. For the Elite Pass, which member of the Free Fire Pro podcast are we missing tonight?
Who's missing? This is a good one. Who is missing? They're both like, oh, Irwin gets it. BZRKR. It's an R, but what a win. Levi, you win a lot.
No, I couldn't get it uttered.
Yeah, sorry, Levi. Nothing came through, bro. All right, buddy.
How is that fair?
I mean, he got it first for sure. Like, we got to watch the stream. He definitely got it first. Did you even answer, Levi?
No, because I couldn't hear the answer.
You couldn't hear the answer.
The question, I couldn't hear.
He
said he was
going to
say, like, in-game.
Couldn't hear?
Yeah, we're saying the in-game.
Well, I didn't hear it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we can't do anything about that because he wins. So, you win a lot around here, so I think we'll try to get you hooked up with another win sometime. All right, later, buddy.
If my mic wasn't on, how did they...
All right, KND Irwin. Oh, wait, is your mic not on in the game? All right. Trash Man, you got a friend, KND Irwin, and give him an Elite Pass.
I think I have him as a friend. It says friend alias, no.
All right. So that was pretty good. Oh, Levi already has the EP. Oh, he's cool. Levi's got the EP. We love Levi. He's Levi somehow. I don't know how Levi gets in like everything we do, but he does. Like, he's like Josh 444 used to be. Josh used to get in every single thing first. Like, I don't know how he did it, but he did. All right, this is a new server. This is not a new server. Hey, White, appreciate it, but later. All right, KND Irwin, you're going to get a prize. Rate your drip. You know I love those pants, so I'm going to give that. I like the hairstyle, actually. I'm going to give that. I'm going to definitely give that a. I'm going to give it a 7. There you go. All right, give it a 7. Should we do any more? Should we do more to giveaways since we're doing this?
It's a few. I've got to start getting off here.
Oh, you got to get off here. All right. Well, that is the end of our giveaway tonight because Trash Man's got to go. Check us out another episode of the Free Fire Pro podcast. This is a delayed podcast because we had some crazy things happen. So we might have to do another podcast tomorrow on a regular podcast day. So something to think about and be aware of. So we missed a podcast this week because life got busy. So thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And Trash Man, thanks for playing and hook up KND Irwin, and we'll talk later, Trash Man. All right, guys.